Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's good to be here with you. And it certainly is a nice day. The sun is shining. It's almost 60 degrees. Not quite, but almost. But it's certainly enjoyable when God blesses us with good weather on the Sabbath day. Since the dawn of civilization, a city or nation's defenses have been a subject of utmost importance. If a political state employs strong defenses, then it is much better able to protect its inhabitants against invasion and allows them to live in peace and safety. Weak defenses, on the other hand, essentially invite ill-purposed contenders to attack and could very well lead to the conquest and destruction of the city or nation. In modern times, the United States relies very heavily on the Central Intelligence Agency, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense to protect against threats from abroad. In ancient times, however, they did not have the luxury of watching over their borders with satellites and drone planes. Instead, they required a small number of individuals to patrol the borders day and night to detect possible threats. The individuals commissioned with this task were called watchmen. Their tasks, although not very exciting in nature, were extremely important because should they fail to detect a threat, their negligence could lead to the destruction of the entire city. We as Christians have been given a similar commission. God has commissioned us individually as watchmen over our own spiritual health. Today we will discuss three responsibilities that we must fulfill in order to meet our job description as spiritual watchmen. Responsibility number one is to keep watch for external threats. Again, responsibility number one is to keep watch for external threats. In ancient times, settlers often built stone walls around their city to increase its defenses, which also provided a high point from which the watchmen could keep an eye on the surrounding terrain. Since merchants would frequently come and go from the city to conduct trade, the watchmen had to learn to discern friend and foe from a very long distance. The sooner a watchman was able to detect an approaching enemy, the sooner he could sound the alarm for the city to shut its gates and prepare for battle. But attackers were not the only threat. Thieves were also very common in that day, so oftentimes the watchmen were stationed out in the fields for several weeks around the harvest time so that they could guard against theft of the ripened crop. Also, if it appeared as though severe weather was approaching on the horizon, the watchmen were also responsible for warning the inhabitants of the city to prepare accordingly. Likewise, we as Christians need to keep watch against a number of external threats to our spiritual health. Please turn with me to the first epistle of John, chapter 2. Again, 1 John, chapter 2. Here the Apostle John gives us very important instructions regarding wrong desires. Again, we'll be reading in 1 John chapter 2, and we'll be reading verses 15 through 17. 1 John 2, beginning in verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of the Father, or the will of God, rather, abides forever. The world, unfortunately, is absolutely saturated with negative influences. Satan has done a very good job turning society upside down, making good seem foolish and evil perfectly acceptable. Just look at the entertainment industry. TV shows, music, movies, they frequently glorify materialism, violence, sexual immorality, and all kinds of vulgarities. We need to be very selective in what types of entertainment we allow ourselves to enjoy. You do not have to turn there, but Proverbs 13:20 says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." We need to be very careful what kind of company we keep as well. The more time we spend with certain individuals, inevitably the more we begin to think like them. We need to make sure that we keep a close watch over these external threats and mentally sound the alarm when negative influences breach the walls of our spiritual lives. This leads us to responsibility number two. Keep watch for internal threats. Again, responsibility number two is to keep watch for internal threats. Even if the ancient city was able to completely defend against every kind of threat from outside the city walls, the city was still at risk from threats within. However, while keeping watch from upon the city walls, a watchman would not only have a good view of the surrounding terrain, but also an excellent vantage point from which he could observe the everyday dealings of the town people. Over time, the watchman would often begin to see patterns developing in society, including everything from a growing corruption in business to an increasing mistreatment of women and servants. This type of moral decay, if left unchecked, could erode the city's social fabric and lead to the collapse of the entire society. Thus, the watchmen had a responsibility to warn the people of these internal threats as soon as they manifested themselves and to give recommendations for eliminating them. Likewise, it is very important that we keep watch against a number of internal threats to our individual spiritual health. Please turn with me over to Matthew chapter 15. Again, Matthew chapter 15. Here Jesus is speaking to his disciples about what it is that defiles a man. This occurs just after the Pharisees condemned them as sinners for eating with unwashed hands. Again, we'll be reading in Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. It is clear that Jesus Christ places far more importance on the desire of our hearts than on the traditions of men, such as ritual washings. Thus, in order to please our Creator, we need to constantly keep our thoughts and attitudes under the microscope. Even if it were possible to eliminate all negative external influences, human nature still exists. It is so easy to allow our minds to slip. But this is a slippery slope indeed, which can lead to spiritual disaster very quickly. For this reason, it is crucial that we keep a close watch on these internal threats and implement an early warning system to prevent them from getting out of hand. This leads us to responsibility number three. Do not let down your watch. Again, responsibility number three is to not let down your watch. Frequently, the enemy would choose to attack an ancient city either in the middle of the night or in the early morning, because this is when the city was most vulnerable. For this reason, at least one watchman would take the night shift. While keeping a lookout long into the night, you can imagine that tiredness could obviously become a big issue. However, it was critically important that the watchman stayed awake because he never knew when a dangerous threat could appear on the horizon. Please turn with me now to Ezekiel chapter 33. Again, Ezekiel chapter 33. Here, God gives Ezekiel very clear instructions regarding the responsibility of a watchman. And then he commissions Ezekiel as a watchman of the nation of Israel. Again, we'll be reading in Ezekiel chapter 33, and we'll read verse 6. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 6. But if the watchman sees the sword coming, and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the hand of the watchman. Clearly, God takes the responsibility of a watchman very seriously. Failing to sound the alarm in the event of an attack could lead to serious consequences for both the city and the watchman himself. Falling asleep on the job would carry a very heavy penalty. And if it caused the watchman to miss an attack, could possibly even cost him his life. Similarly, it is vital that we do not let down on our watch as Christians. Self-examination is one of the main themes of the Days of Unleavened Bread. So we tend to be on very high alert during this time. But as the Feast of Unleavened Bread comes to a close, we need to be careful not to let down our watch. God has commissioned us to be spiritual watchmen 24 hours a day and 365 days a year, not just during the Sabbath and the holy days. If we fall asleep and allow internal or external threats to overtake us, then it could very well lead to our spiritual demise. Therefore, it is imperative that we do not let down our watch. Just as the watchmen of ancient times had a responsibility for the security of the city long ago, we have an important responsibility for the security of our spiritual health now. With God's help, if we keep watch for external threats, keep watch for internal threats, and we are diligent not to let down our watch no matter what, then we will be in a much better situation to defend against these threats to our spiritual lives. Brethren, let's be diligent in fulfilling the responsibilities of the spiritual watchman, so that when Christ returns, he will find the walls of our spiritual cities standing strong.